Today is Thursday, February 24th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I do not understand. And look, I'm not a political scholar. I'm not a, you know, I don't have a lot of knowledge about foreign affairs or really any of that. I should be more, I don't even remember what we covered in geography and civics and all that when I was in high school. So I should be more well-read, I'm sure, about all of these things. But I do not understand why Russia is invading Ukraine. Like, I don't understand. Is it just because they're like, you know what? Russia's not big enough. We need to take over Ukraine as well. Is it, I don't know. Like, why is it? Why do they want Ukraine so bad? I assume they're invading because Putin wants to take over Ukraine in some way, form, or fashion. Also, look, I care about these Ukrainian people, and I would hate it if somebody invaded Arkansas. Who would want to? And I'd be scared, and I would, who knows what I would do, but it would be horrible. Bombs and tanks and guns and all this stuff. People dying or getting injured. I don't like war, but I don't know why Russia's doing it. And I also don't know why it impacts us so negatively as far as stock market is concerned and all that kind of stuff. I understand we have a reliance for energy on countries in Europe, and I guess Russia's one of them. And because we're putting sanctions on Russia, the whole mess is just messed up. And I don't know how I feel about it. I don't want anyone to be hurt. I don't think Russia should be trying to invade another country. What are we, back in the, whatever the ages were when England owned everybody and they just went in and conquered? Why are we, what is the need to conquer places? And who does that anymore? Hardly anyone. We don't, the U.S. doesn't try to conquer Mexico or Canada. And I know there were times in the past where we did those things. But that's over now. People don't do that anymore. You know, we all got our land. We all did horrible things that we shouldn't have done. And we got some land. And we became countries. And that should be settled and done with. You know, some of us should be giving back land that we took. You know, rather than invading and taking more land, we should be giving it back. And I don't know. It's just, I don't understand it. And I think it's ridiculous. And I feel, if there are any Ukrainian listeners, I'm so sorry that you guys are going through that. I wish there was something I could do. I think it's horrible. I think it's horrendous. And I can't even imagine what you're going through. I probably don't have any Ukrainian listeners, but if I do, I'm just telling you, I'm so sorry. And I hope you are safe and get out to, you know, if you want to get out. Moving on to Twitter, because, you know, let's talk about war and then let's talk about Twitter. So there's been this ongoing communication. First of all, Kathy Bacon posted a photo. And she has a recipe book of fried batter yumminess is what she called it. And so I guess she was responding to the whole talk about funnel cakes, or maybe she wasn't even talking about what I said yesterday. Maybe she was just replying to his tweet. But I just wanted to call it out. And then there was a whole conversation about how much Kathy Bacon pays for her homeowner's insurance. And I don't want to give out her business, so I'm not going to. But she's like, she says, oh, I pay this much, you know, per year, yada, yada. It seems so expensive. And they told me if I get a new roof, it would go down by $200 a year. But roofs are thousands of dollars, right? And then Scotty, his is quite a bit lower than hers. And so he was saying, you should ask Adam what he pays for his. And I'm going to be really honest and say that I don't know exactly, because Mark, look, I struggle to be organized. It's just not something that I'm good at. And my young adult life was spent forgetting to pay bills. Not having money to pay bills, although I was poor. In my mid to late 20s, I was not making a lot of money and supporting two people in Dallas with, you know, trying to make ends meet. And we bought a new house because, you know, as you do. And could not afford it. So I made poor decisions, both from a who my boyfriend was perspective, but also from a I wasn't ready to buy a house. I should have saved up money. But that was at that time when they were giving out 0%, like they were giving away loans. It was like a housing bubble and you didn't have to have any down payment or anything. They would just give you a loan. And so I made the same mistake as a lot of you. I'm like, well, they'll give me a loan. I'm an adult now. I should have a house. But we were able to, I've said this before, but when we got to the point where we couldn't afford the house anymore, we were able to rent the house out and keep from, we never missed a payment on the house. So that was good. I mean, we found a place to rent. We moved. We found a rental company. We listed it. We got it rented, et cetera, et cetera. So we were able to do all of that. But it was not an easy time. Now, all that being said, I could always cover my bills, but I would always forget. I'd get shut off notices for the water. I would forget to register my car and get tickets. And it was all just because I forgot. So it's at a certain point, Mark took over the paying of the bills. We have a joint account. I put money in every paycheck and it's automatic. It's a direct deposit. He puts in money every paycheck and then he has a spreadsheet and all of that and he pays the bills. And I think he likes doing it. He's very organized. He loves making these spreadsheets and having graphs. And here was our expenditure in FY22, but, you know, or whatever. And it went up or down, or, you know, here's the things we could do and all this kind of stuff. So, so I don't know exactly, but I will say this. I believe it was around $1,000 a year. We got a good deal because we signed up for car insurance. This is with State Farm. We signed up for car insurance and homeowners, and so we got a big discount because both of our cars are with them and our house. And so I believe that's it. It could have gone up a little bit, but I think it was around $1,000 to $1,100 a year. So there you go. It sleeted some more today. Oh my God, it sleeted so hard earlier. It was like buckets of sleet coming from the sky. And we have these mounds of sleet that have frozen over and are hard and have ice. It looks like it snowed, but it's not snow. It's crazy. But, I'll take it. We can't go anywhere. The roads are slick as glass. And luckily we have groceries, so there is no need to go anywhere. We are all stocked up. Hopefully the roads will be, I think it's supposed to warm up tomorrow. So hopefully the roads will be cleared by the weekend and so we can get out and get groceries and do the normal things that we need to do on the weekend. And so, yeah, But yesterday I did not work out because Wednesdays have been the rest day. So I said, even though I'm not going to orchestra, which by the way, Gary, I did not go to orchestra. We didn't have it because of weather. I did not work out. We watched Ozark, which is a really good show, by the way. We just finished season one and started season two. It's so good. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.